people out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, trying. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good morning and welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It's day number two of the Girls State High School basketball tournament today here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sandy Creek Cougars getting set for a semifinal showdown with the top-seeded Chadron Cardinals here this morning at the Sports Center. The winner will move on to face the Minden Whippets in the championship ball game tomorrow. Minden has just completed a win over Boone Central, winning by a score of 51-41 this morning here at the Sports Center. A big day for Brooke Kissinger. She scores 25 points in the ball game. And future Hastings College Bronco Holly Bauer pitched in with 17. So Minden into the state championship ball game for the first time ever. They'll play the winner of this ball game coming up tomorrow for the state title in Class C1. This is the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll come back and have a couple of words with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeyer as our pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for the semifinals in Class C1 today. Sandy Creek getting set to take on Chadron. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeyer. And coach, a win for you yesterday in the opening round, 58-41 over Concordia. Feelings on the game?
I thought we played really well yesterday. I was really happy the way we played our defense, especially. We really put the pressure on them. They had trouble getting their offense. And then our full-court offense really got going, especially like Michaela got going down, throwing the ball down the floor once or twice and made some easy layups for ourselves.
Defensively in the second half, you allowed just 16 points. What was the difference in the second half?
Just we really talked about sticking it to them a little harder, really taking pressure on the ball, not run and jump as quite as much, just lay it straight up, and that's what we did a better job of.
Seems like offensively you got going a little bit in the second half as well.
Yeah, we got kids shooting the ball a little bit better. You know, Carter Lowry got going, shooting the ball outside. Ashley bounced back, had a nice game with 23, and Montana pumped a couple in. You know, it's the thing about it. We got our main two, but the other kids are all capable of knocking down 8-10 points if they need to.
Kayla Shaw, another great performance, 28 points to get things started. Then the state tournament, 21 for Ashley Harms. That's kind of a tough duel to stop it.
Yeah, it is. That's a nice little combination. But, you know, there's also you got to give credit to the other kids that got the ball to them. And that's the key. You know, we talk team, and yesterday was a prime example. They knew the roles, and they did the roles.
You go back-to-back now into the semifinals against a Chadron team that's lost only one time so far this season. They go overtime yesterday to beat Lincoln Christian. You had a chance to see them. Overall impressions about this team?
Well, they rebound awful well. They shoot the ball. We noticed that about four or five different girls shot threes yesterday. They got those set of twins. They're big inside, athletic. We're going to have to do a great job of keeping them off the boards today. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. But then we got to figure they can handle our pressure. We'll find out.
Yeah, they've got to two girls that are 6 foot. They're both sophomores, sisters. Most of their offense looks like it goes through those two.
Yeah, the ball does go to them quite a bit, it looks like. But, you know, it's like any team. They've got to have other people step up and do things, passing, dribbling the ball. And those are the things we're going to try to take away from the other team, is that if we take the ball away out of their hands, they might not have the opportunity to score so much.
It's like a team that's a young basketball team. Can we put a lot of pressure on this team?
I hope so. I hope not playing on this court. We've gotten a couple games these kids have in the last couple of years down here, so hopefully that's going to be helping to our advantage.
Chadron looks like a team that wants to get up and down the floor. Did we just try to slow them down today and maybe get them to a half-court game?
Oh, maybe, but, you know, we like to get up and go, too, so we'll find out who's got more fresher legs. I thought we walked away with yesterday's game pretty fresh, and hopefully that we'll find out today.
Basic keys in the ball game today.
As always, it starts with defense. We've got to control the boards and the turnovers. We've got to watch our turnovers. We talk about not letting them have those use their long arms to get into our passing lanes a little bit. So that's going to be the key.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Russ Neimeyer, head coach for Sandy Creek. This is the New Tech Seeds pregame show today on The Breeze.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back to Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln today. This is the semifinal matchup in Class C1 of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament as Sandy Creek gets ready to take on the top-seeded Chadron Cardinals. They come in with a mark of 24 wins and one loss on the season. They went overtime yesterday to beat Lincoln Christian by the score of 51-49. Their only other loss this year was in their district championship ball game to Hershey. They lost to Hershey by the score of 49-37. It's a team that is averaging 62.3 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 40.7 on the defensive end. They're making their seventh appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They were the state runner-up in Class C1 in 2000. Of course, as Sandy Creek, so much tradition. The Cougars are making their 15th appearance here in the Girls State Tournament. Russ Neimeyer and Sandy Creek looking for their 10th state championship in girls basketball. And waiting in the wings will be the Minden Whippets tomorrow when the championship ball game is Minden took care of Boone Central in the ball game preceding this one, 51-41. In Class D1 in the semifinals today, it was Guardian Angels Central Catholic rolling past Friend by the score of 77-52. So they will play in the championship tomorrow. The other game going on here in this time slot down in downtown Lincoln at Pershing Center will be Hitchcock County playing Humphrey in the other Class D1 matchup. Here today, we'll get you all the scores and everything that's happened in the state tournament so far coming up during our halftime show here today, because we are getting set for tournament action here in Class C1. As Chadron gets ready to take on Sandy Creek, the Cougars are the number 4 seeded team here in the Class C1 state tournament field this year. The Cougars are sitting at 20-3 in the season, picked up a nice win yesterday over Concordia, winning by a score of 58-41. Sandy Creek allows only 16 points in the second half of that ball game. Really clamped down on defense and played extremely well for head coach Russ Neimeyer. They got a good offensive show from Michaela Shaw and Ashley Harms, the duel that's been so tough to handle for Sandy Creek all year long. Shaw comes up with 28 points in the ball game, 21 for Ashley Harms. So we're set to go. The starting lineups here this morning, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, they will go the same way as they started the ball game yesterday. They will go with Connor Lowry, a 5'5" sophomore who's averaging 4.6 points and 1.1 rebounds per ball game. Torrey Wheeler, a 5'6" senior, averaging 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Montana Henricks, a 5'10" senior, averaging 5.7 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Ashley Harms, a 5'11" senior, averaging 16 points, 8 rebounds per game. Then Michaela Shaw, the 5'11" junior, she is averaging 17 points and 9.9 rebounds per game. Sandy Creek averages 52 points per ball game on offense. They give up 39 on the defensive end. For Chadron, the Cardinals enter head coach Kurt Holmquist. They will go with Jamie McLean, who's a 5'5" senior. She is averaging 6.3 points and 3.7 rebounds per ball game. Also, Peyton Hinn, a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ashley Edelmiller is a 5'9" junior. She is averaging 3.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Then you've got the Kerr sisters inside. These are a couple of sisters, both at 6 foot and sophomores, in there for Chadron. Most of their offense will run through these two girls here. Ashley Kerr is averaging 16.9 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. Bailey is averaging 7.7 and 6.3 rebounds per game. Saturn averaging 62 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 40.7 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. It's a girls state tournament action here today from the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Day number two of our state tournament coverage on Platte River Radio today. The girls state tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska, and also by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. That's the Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center of Central Nebraska. So the Cougars are going to be dressed in red uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the white, just the opposite for the Cardinals of Shadron. Shadron 24-1 of the season. Sandy Creek 20-3. The winner will get Minden for the Class C1 State Championship tomorrow. Shadron controls the opening temp. Russ Neimeyer talked about defense during the pregame show. Sandy Creek really want to clamp down defensively. There's a shot inside, no good by Ashley Kerr. And the rebound comes down here to Michaela Shaw for Sandy Creek. Gets it into the fourth court quickly. There's Tori Wheeler with the ball. Comes across the top. That's Montana Hendricks. Entry pass to get it to Shaw. Drives down the right side of the lane. Stops. Kicks it out on the wing on the right side to Wheeler. Back inside to Shaw. Turnaround jumper good. Michaela Shaw had 28 points in the ball game yesterday. And she hits her first field goal here this morning, and Sandy Creek goes out on top by a score of 2-0. Shattered runs her back the other way, all the way to the basket. Peyton Hinn's shot is going to be blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. You say Hinn came down with it out of bounds as well. So a great job there by the Cougars, knocking the ball away from Peyton Hinn, who was taking the ball in the hole, and then Hinn came down with it out of bounds. So it's going to be Sandy Creek ball as they come back the other way, just underway. You're in the Class C1 semifinal ball game from the Sports Center. It is a 2-0 ball game. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Tori Wheeler has got the ball for the Cougars. Gets it across the 10-second line as they get it to Montana Hendricks. Now inside the Harms. Down low. Here's a shot by Shaw. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bailey Kerr. Bailey Kerr dribbles out of there now for Shadron. Gets the ball away to Peyton Hinn. And here come the Cardinals now. Back in their offensive zone. And we got a traveling violation. Peyton Hinn runs into Montana Hendricks out there. And Shadron is whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Shadron here in the ball game. Just underway. It's Sandy Creek out on top of Shadron by the score of 2-0. Here's Shaw taking the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound loose. It's out of bounds. That's going to be last touch there by Shaw under the hole. So Shadron will play things in. Here in backcourt, Sandy Creek attacking back here. Playing the ball in for Shadron is going to be Edelmiller. Edelmiller will get things in to Jamie McLean. She will bring things up. Down to Peyton Hinn, lobs the ball down low. There's Bailey Kerr. Shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected, and the ball's brought out of there by Shaw of Sandy Creek. Running back the other way is Tori Wheeler back into the offensive zone. Tori Wheeler has got it, swings it to the left side. Entry pass goes to Ashley Harms at the elbow. Kicks it back out of the right wing. Shot up there. It is no good by Tori Wheeler. Offensive rebound, follow shot by Montana Hendricks. No good. Jump ball is going to be called. Hendricks misses the offensive put back there. Then a jump ball is called here. Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Arms will get things in to Michaela Shaw. Dribbles once. Fires it up there from 10 feet away. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kerr. Ashley Kerr has got it now for Shadron. Gets it away to McLean. Now Hinn drives to the hole. Puts it up there. Scores. Peyton Hinn scores for Shadron. And we are tied up now at 2 points apiece as Shadron comes back and ties up the Cougars here in this first quarter. Here's Tori Wheeler with a ball. Entry pass deflected away. It's picked up by McLean. A turnover on Sandy Creek. McLean gets the ball to Hinn. She mishandles the ball and is picked up here by Sandy Creek's Montana Hendricks. Coming back the other way. A foul is going to be called. Two teams trading turnovers there. And Sandy Creek draws a personal foul. They're trying to bring the ball back up into the offensive zone. The foul is going to go on Shadron. It's going to go on Jamie McLean. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Cardinals. So Sandy Creek will play things in off of the far sideline. 2-2 is the score. Sandy Creek and Shadron today, Class C1 semifinals from the Sports Center in Lincoln. Montana Hendricks lobs it up high. Michaela Shaw over to Tori Wheeler. Here on the left side, gets it back down to Shaw. Down on the baseline, there's a short jumper up there. It's going to be no good by Woodbury. And the rebound comes down to Bailey Kerr of Shadron. Bailey gets the ball ahead now to a Peyton Hinn. Into the forward court to Edelmiller. Edelmiller gets it into the hands of Peyton Hinn as she holds it just across the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Montana Hendricks. Long pass down on the baseline. Kicks it back out to the free throw line. Here's Kerr's shot. It's up and in. That's Ashley Kerr scoring there for Shadron. She's the one that's averaging 16.9 points per ball game. She now gets a steal here in back quarter. Turnover on Sandy Creek. There's a jumper by Peyton Hinn. No good. Rebounded inside. Follow shot is up there. It's no good by Ashley Kerr. And the rebound comes down to Shaw. Shaw running back the other way for Sandy Creek to the goal. She goes. Her shot good. Michaela Shaw goes coast to coast there for Sandy Creek. She's got both field goals here for Sandy Creek. Now we're tied up at 4 points apiece. We got 4:54 to play here in the first quarter. Bring the ball up is Peyton Hinn now for Shadron. She hustles into the forecourt on the wing. Peyton Hinn gets out here to a Jamie McClain. Entry pass to get it inside. Ashley Kerr right inside the free throw circle. Kerr comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Edelmiller. Bounds it down low to Bailey Kerr. We got a pushing foul inside, a reaching in foul there on the Sandy Creek. It's going to go on the Toy Wheeler. That's going to be her first team foul on the Cougars. End of the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Connor Lowry. Going back out will be Dylan Woodbury. Shadron plays it in. Baseline left side. They get it into Kerr on the baseline. Shot good. Ashley Kerr off of the inbound. Scores off of the short baseline. That's her second field goal. It's now a 6-4 ball game. Sandy Creek trailing in the ball game. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here comes Shaw. Hustles into the forecourt. Over here on the wing on the left side to Tori Wheeler. Lays it out on top. That's going to be Harms for three. Shot is up there around the rim. Ball's off. No good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Kerr. Kerr gets it away now to Ashley Edelmiller. Edelmiller will bring things up for the Cardinals. Brings it into the offensive zone for the pass over here to a Jamie McClain. McClain matched up with Tori Wheeler out top on that Sandy Creek defense. Bombs it here right side of the lane to Ashley Kerr. Dumps it away to Bailey Kerr. Bailey surrounded, double team, kicks it out on the wing. Three-pointer up there. No good by Peyton Hinn. And the rebound comes down to Connor Lowry. Running back the other way for Sandy Creek. All the way to the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. As Lowry is knocked down in the play, she will go to the free throw line now for the Cougars. 3:51 to play here in the first quarter. An up and down type of game here to start things off. Personal foul goes on Peyton Hinn. That's going to be her first. Second team foul called on the Cardinals here in the first quarter. Lowry to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Only two Cougars got to the free throw line yesterday. Ashley Harms was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Michaela Shaw, 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Other than that, no one visited the charity stripe yesterday. Connor Lowry misses that one. She's a 55% foul shooter on the season. She will get one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is good. So Connor Lowry hits 1 out of 2, and the Cougars are now within 1 point again. 6-5 is the score. The winner gets Minden for the championship in Class C1 tomorrow. There's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Sandy Creek's Montana Hendricks. The state championship ball game in Class C1 will be held here tomorrow morning, and it'll be the first one of six. 9 o'clock starting time here at the Sports Center. There's a pass on the near sideline off of the fingertips of Peyton Hinn out of bounds. So Shadron turns the ball away for the third time here in this first quarter. 6-5, the Cougars down by 1 point. Sandy Creek will play things in. There's a Taylor Hendricks with the ball. She's into the ball game now for head coach Russ Neimeyer. Comes out on top. Montana Hendricks. Entry pass to get it to Shaw. Dumps it down low. Ashley Harms works the baseline. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kerr. This is Ashley Kerr running back the other way. 3-on-2 for Shadron. Stops in the lane. Surrounded. Kicks it back out. Top of the key. Bailey Kerr. She fires up a shot. It's wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. We've got a timeout. Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Shadron 6, Sandy Creek 5.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-5 is the score. Shadron has got the lead over Sandy Creek as Montana Hendricks brings the ball back, lobs it down in the corner. That's going to be Taylor Hendricks, brings it back to Montana. Top of the key, the shot down low to Harms. Her shot is up and in. Ashley Harms scores. She had a good ball game yesterday, scored 23 points in the ball game against Concordia. And now Sandy Creek reclaims the lead, 7-6 is the score. And now we got a palming violation here on Shadron as they brought the ball out of the offensive zone. That was Jamie McClain with a violation. That's the fourth turnover on Shadron here in the ball game, and it's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball here in backcourt, looking to add to their total. It's 7-6. Cougars have the early lead. Here's a Connor Lowry. Pulls up her shot to be blocked down. That's going to be taken down here by a Kerr. That's Ashley Kerr. Then she loses control of the ball. Jump ball is going to be called. And we have got a, the possession heading in favor of Shadron. So the Cardinals will play things in here in backcourt. 2:40 to play here in the first quarter from the Sports Center. Winner gets Minden tomorrow for the C1 state championship at 9 o'clock. Here comes a... Riley Hannaford into the ball game. A shot is taken here by Kerr from the right wing. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Harms of Sandy Creek down the far sideline. Lowry loses control of the ball out of bounds. But it's going to be last touch there by Shadron. That was Kerr over there knocking the ball loose. Ashley Kerr. It's going to be Ashley Harms playing things in here for the Cougars. Into the ball game again will be Ashley and Edelmiller. Going out is going to be McLean. So 2:28 to play here in the opening quarter. Sandy Creek with a 7-6 lead over the top-seeded Shadron Cardinals here in the semifinal ball game. Montana Hendricks with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Harms. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Puts up a shot in company. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's going to be recovered here by Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms scores there for the Cougars. Ball was saved by Ashley Kerr of Shadron, but right into the hands of Harms, who lays it in. 9-6 is the score. The Cougars are out on top. Now the ball is deflected out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Shadron playing things in right in front of the scorer's table. 2:02 left here in the first quarter. Connor Lowry is going to check out of the ball game. Torrey Wheeler back in for Sandy Creek. The Cougars knocking off Concordia yesterday in the quarterfinals, 58-41. Shadron goes overtime to beat Lincoln Christian, 51-49. Both games played down at Pershing yesterday. There's Edelmiller with the ball deep in a corner. Comes out on top. It's Kerr. Ashley Kerr comes across the top over on the wing. The left side to Peyton Hinn. Dribble penetration. Goes up for the shot. He's called for the traveling violation. Three Cougars collapse on Peyton Hinn on the left side of the lane. And a traveling violation is called on Shadron. Fifth turnover on the Cardinals here in this first quarter. Now coming into the ball game for Shadron is going to be Jamie McLean. Going out is going to be Peyton Hinn. Shadron rattled off 23 straight wins during the regular season, then lost in the district championship ball game to Hershey, who lost yesterday here in the state tournament. Here's Montana Hendricks. She pulls up, shoots a 12-footer, and hits it from the left side. Montana Hendricks hits her first field goal. It's now an 11-6 ball game. Sandy Creek leading by 5 points now. Here's McLean with the ball in backcourt. Comes down the far sideline. Ashley Kerr takes it into the paint, and we got a traveling violation. Ashley Kerr is hit with a travel. That's 6 turnovers now in Shadron. Sandy Creek will play things in, but not before head coach Kurt Holmquist for Shadron calls a timeout. So Sandy Creek on a little run here in the first quarter. The Cougars have opened up a 5-point lead. We've got a timeout. 1:29 to play in the first quarter. It's Sandy Creek 11, Shadron 6.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Come back, Sandy Creek. Comes back in their offensive zone. Shaw loses control of the ball. Sandy Creek turns it over for the third time. Cougars have an 11-6 lead here in the first quarter from the Devaney Sports Center. They get it inside to Kerr. Kicks it back out top of the key now. Driving is going to be Aaliyah Brennan, who's into the ball game for the first time for Shadron. Down to McLean, deep in a corner, back outside. Here's Kerr, takes it over to the wing here on the right side. That's going to be Edelmiller right in front of us on the near sideline. Comes over here, driving to the basket is going to be Kerr. Shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. Gets it away and out of Shaw. She brings it back 2-on-1. Shaw to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. Michaela Shaw now with 6 points in the ball game for Sandy Creek and the Cougars. Now lead by a score of 13-6. Sandy Creek has scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame. They lob it down low. That's Edelman with the ball. Has problems with it. Gets it to Kerr. Shot right in the front of the basket. It's up and in. Ashley Kerr scoring there for Sandra, and she's got 6 points in the ball game. That breaks the run for the Cougars. It's now 13-8. Sandy Creek with a lead and a traveling violation on the far sideline. Traveling violation there on Taylor Hendricks. Turnover number four on Sandy Creek. In the other game going on at the end of the first quarter, it is Humphrey out on top of Hitchcock County by a score of 12-4. That's in the semifinals in Class D1. The winner would get Guardian Angel Central Catholic in the championship game tomorrow. Inbound pass will be tipped away again down here on the end line by the Cougars. So it's going to be Shadron playing the ball in here in backcourt. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek, Connor Lowry. Checking out is going to be Montana Hendricks. Also checking in the ball game is going to be Morgan Dixon for Sandy Creek. And going out is going to be Ashley Harms. 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 13-8 to score. Cougars have the lead. Shadron plays things in. Here's Hannaford running back the other way. Gets it in the hands of Ashley Kerr for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek's Dylan Woodbury. Woodbury here in backcourt. Bounce pass goes to Tori Wheeler. Pass down the far sideline to counter Lowry. Gets it out to Shaw. Her shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Michaela Shaw hits the free throw line jumper. Nice job by the Cougars getting the ball up the floor there in the final seconds of the first quarter. Michaela Shaw hits the free throw line jumper, and the Cougars have a 7-point lead after the first quarter. One quarter in the books here in the Class C1 state semifinals from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek 15, Shadron 8.
Trust Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Class C1 state semifinals today here on The Breeze. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your channel seed dealer in Hildreth, and also by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. 15-8 is the score. Sandy Creek out on top of the Shadron Cardinals. Shadron, the top-seeded team here in Class C1. Sandy Creek with the opening possession of the second quarter. There's a shot by Harms from the right side. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Shaw. Follow shot is going to be partially deflected, but a foul is going to be called inside. A foul is going to go inside. It's going to go on Sandy Creek. So it's going to be Shadron coming back the other way. The foul is going to go on Michaela Shaw, I believe, a rebounding foul there. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three called on the Cougars here in this first half of play. So Shadron has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Edelmiller has got it out here, picked up there by Dylan Woodbury, who stays into the ball game to begin the second quarter for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. It's Shadron working with the ball. That's a Bailey Kerr, a big six-foot sophomore out there playing in three-point territory. Hands it away to Ashlyn Edelmiller. Again, Woodbury right in their grill defensively. Over on the wing on the left side. They work it over there for Shadron, where the ball is going to be Jamie McLean. McLean comes over to Edelmiller now on the right wing. Sandy Creek still in the man-to-man. Down on the baseline is McLean. Stops and pops. Her shot is up there. It's wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannaford on the weak side. Shadron keeps it alive. Hannaford gets it out to Kerr. Free throw line extended. Down in the corner again. As Shadron works, driving the baseline is Edelmiller. Her pass back out on the wing is intercepted. Intercepted there by Ashley Harms. So Sandy Creek has got the ball, and they're leading by a score of 15-8. That's Montana Hendricks gets it to Harms. Now to Shaw over here on the left side. Wheeler shot is going to be up there. Air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Edelmiller for Shadron. Here come the Cardinals running back the other way. Edelmiller gets the ball into the hands of McLean. Picked up out there by Tori Wheeler of Sandy Creek defensively. McLean moves it over on the wing on the left side. Dribble penetration toward the goal. A shot up there. It's going to be no good by Edelmiller. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. A pass to the 10-second line. And now we got a jump ball called. That's Michaela Shaw being rustled to the ground there by Brennan of Shadron. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Cardinals, so Shadron will get it on the Sandy Creek turnover. Into the ball game for Sandy Creek now, Connor Lowry. Going out is going to be Torrey Wheeler. Also, Woodbury checks out of the ball game. Back in there for Sandy Creek will be Taylor Hendricks. 6:22 to play here in the second quarter. It's 15-8. Sandy Creek has got the lead here in the state semifinals of the girls' state tournament in Lincoln. There's a Peyton Hinn back in the ball game. She's got it. Comes over here on the wing to Brennan. Back inside to Hinn. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot down the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Double teamed in backcourt. Shaw trying to get the ball away. And now we got a double dribble violation. Shaw was double teamed back there trying to get out of there. As whistle for the double dribble violation. That is six turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Shadron will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Adam Miller will key things in here for the top-seeded Cardinals. Comes out of the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Shaw. She takes off. Heads back to the other end. Shaw driving layup. Misses it. No good. Rebound snapped around. Shaw gets it back, and she's been hammered down there, and finally a foul is going to be called. So Shaw misses the driving layup, and now she gets to go to the free throw line here. Aaliyah Brennan picks up the personal foul for Shadron. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Cardinals. So no free throws. It's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. So they say it occurred after the shot there during that scramble just to the right of the basket. So no free throws awarded to Shaw. Sandy Creek will play things in. Shaw's got it now to Harms down on the baseline, drives that baseline, puts it up there. The shot, no good. Rebound, Harms. Oh, shot, no good. Halfway down and falls out. Rebound loose, finally picked up by Kerr on the baseline. Shadron has got it, so Sandy Creek misses two shots at point-blank range. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. That's Edelmiller with the ball. Edelmiller trapped here along the near sideline. Gets it away now to Peyton Hinn. She's double-teaming the baseline. The ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Shadron ball. Boy, the Sandy Creek defense has been tenacious so far. They're all over the place. And Shadron will play things in underneath their own basket. Sandy Creek allowed only 16 points in the second half yesterday. And their ball game against the Concordiers. The ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. Hits the official here on the near sideline, and Shadron will play it in now in front of the media row here on the near sideline at the Sports Center. 15-8 the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. It's going to be Shadron inbounding the ball as they take it down on the baseline on the left side to Bailey Kerr. Gets it outside down to Peyton Hinn. Across the top to Ashley Kerr. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Cougar basketball. Girls State Tournament coverage being brought to you in part by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. 5:14 to play here in the second quarter. 15-8, Sandy Creek has got the lead. Ashley Harms has got the ball. Comes out to Montana Hendricks. Now to Shaw at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brennan. A turnover on Sandy Creek. There's seven to the first half. Peyton Hinn comes back the other way inside the free throw circle. A pass on the wing. Intercepted by Shaw. Michaela Shaw runs her back the other way. She drives to the goal. Her shot is up there at end. Boy, we saw that numerous times yesterday. Michaela Shaw driving for the basket after getting a steal. She takes it coast to coast there. She's got 10 points already in the ball game. Sandy Creek has opened up a 17-8 lead. That's the first point scored here in the second period by either team. It's now 17-8. Sandy Creek has got the advantage as the Shadron Cardinals work the ball on the high post of Brennan. She's fouling a play. So a personal foul called here on Sandy Creek. She's going to go on Ashley Harms. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four in the Cougars. Into the ball game now, Jamie McLean for Shadron. Going out will be Aaliyah Brennan. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Shadron inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Etta Miller plays things in. That's a Peyton Hinn with the ball. Peyton being guarded out there by Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek. Hendricks all over Hinn. She drives inside, now dumps off down low to Kerr. In the lane, she has it swatted away. It's loose. It's picked up by Hinn. Her short jumper is up there. That one won't go. High in the air for the rebound is Shaw, and she's fouling the play. Michaela Shaw grabs the board there, and she's immediately fouled into play here by Bailey Kerr of Shadron. That's going to be her first team foul, number four on the Cardinals. So now Shadron will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Sandy Creek will inbound. 4:18 to play. In the first half, 17-8 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Here's Ashley Harms. Harms gets it away to Montana Hendricks. Down in the corner, there's a jumper put up there by Connor Lowry. It's up and in. Connor Lowry had 5 points yesterday after her first field goal of the ball game here. And Sandy Creek has got to lead 19-8. As Shadron comes back, here's Etta Miller, pounds it inside to Kerr. Ball is going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down by Sandy Creek's Harms. And immediately, Russ Neimeyer calls a timeout. Ashley Harms knocks the ball loose, covers up the ball in the lane, and immediately, Russ Neimeyer calls up to call the timeout to save the possession. That's 10 turnovers on Chadron. Sandy Creek will have the ball when we come back. 3:54 to play in the second quarter. It's Sandy Creek 19, Chadron 8.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Sports Center. 19-8, Sandy Creek has got the lead. Cougars have the ball. Now they're trapped along the far sideline. Traveling violation on Connor Lowry. She was double-teamed and trapped along the sideline right in front of the scorer's table, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. State tournament coverage on our network of stations at Platte River Radio, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They've got locations all over the place in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. Chadron has got the ball. Here's a jumper put up there by Peyton Hinton. It's going to be no good from 17. Rebound comes down here to Taylor Hendricks. Hendricks gets the ball on the near sideline. Ashley Harms. Now back to Montana Hendricks across the midcourt stripe to Shaw. She drives for the basket. Her shot up there, no good. Rebound. Hendricks follow shot up there and in. Taylor Hendricks gets the offensive board and the putback. And the Cougars are out on top by a score of 21-8. Peyton Hinn comes back, dumps it in the lane. A shot by Kerr is up there and in. That's Ashley Kerr scoring there. Ashley's got 8 points. Her sister Bailey hasn't scored yet today. 21-10. Chadron now trailing by 11 points. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Here comes Taylor Hendricks. Comes out to Shaw. Swings it to the right side. That's Tori Wheeler. Ashley Harms now to Hendricks. High post. Shaw moves it over in the wing on the right side. Tori Wheeler down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there and in. Ashley Harms throws up the field goal there. They say her foot was on the line. It's only a two-point field goal there for Harms. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame, 23-10 with 2:54 to play here in this first half from the Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek matches their biggest lead of the ballgame. Here's a turnover now by Chadron. The ball tipped away. Now it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Chadron tried to jam the ball inside again to the Kerr sisters. Sandy Creek really just taking away that pass, and Chadron's going to have to find some other way to beat Sandy Creek here today as the Cougars have the lane pretty well jammed up with Ashley Kerr and Bailey Kerr kind of roaming around in there. Sandy Creek has got it following the Chadron turnover. Cougars back in their offensive zone. Tori Wheeler comes across the top. That's Montana Hendricks back outside. Tori over on the wing on the right side to Hendricks. Back out to Tori Wheeler. Back to Hendricks on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Montana Hendricks. She fires up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kerr for Chadron. She runs her back the other way. Ashley Kerr, long pass ahead to Bailey Kerr. It's off of her fingertips, out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on Chadron. End of the ball game now will be Bradley Hannaford for Chadron. Going out is going to be Ashley Edelmiller. We got 2:06 remaining here in the second quarter. Sandy Creek out on top of Chadron today in the semifinals by a score of 23-10. As the inbounds pass again knocked out of bounds, it's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Minden waiting in the wings. The Minden Whippets picked up a win in the opener today over Boone Central, winning by 10 points here, 51-41. Here's a steal in Pat Gord. Driving for the hole is Peyton Hinn, and the ball knocked out of her hands by a Tori Wheeler. So Sandy Creek turns the ball over, but a nice job defensively as Wheeler knocks the ball away from Peyton Hinn. Taking the ball at the hole, it's going to be the Cardinals playing the ball in from underneath their own basket. They come way outside to Ashley Kerr behind the screen. Ashley Kerr. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by the Cougars, Dylan Woodbury. She gets it now into the hands of Montana Hendricks. A pass down the near sideline is going to be thrown out of bounds. They try to get it here to a Taylor Hendricks right in front of the media row here, and the ball is thrown out of bounds, so the Cougars turn it away for the ninth time here in this first half. Chadron has got 13 turnovers. The Cougars out on top by 13 points, 23-10. The Sandy Creek defense has allowed only 10 points so far in the first half. That's a team that's been averaging at 62.3 in the season. Driving the ball down to the left side of the lane. The shot by Kerr, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up there and in. Jamie McLean, one of the smaller girls on the floor, gets the offensive board and the put back. She's now got 2 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek's lead is now 11 points at 23-12. As Sandy Creek has got the ball, here's Shaw getting down on the baseline. Her shot no good, but she is fouled from behind. The foul is going to go on Bailey Kerr. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Cardinals. And going to the free throw line will be Michaela Shaw. She had 6 out of 7 free throws in the ball game yesterday against Concordia. She's hitting 70% of her free throws this year, and her shot is up there is good. The 125th free throw that Michaela Shaw is throwing up this year. She's hit 88 of those now. Coming into the ball game will be Ashley Harms. And going out for the Cougars is going to be Dylan Woodbury. Michaela Shaw will have another free throw. It's up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. So Michaela's already got 12 points in the ballgame. And the Sandy Creek lead is back up to 13 points. Matches their biggest lead of the ballgame at 25-12. Now here's a steal in backcourt. Toy Wheeler gets the steal. Now to Shaw. Gets it out to Henricks. Now to Shaw, who's over in the corner to Toy Wheeler. So another turnover on Shadron. That's their 14th of the ballgame. Shaw goes for the basket. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Michaela Shaw now at 14 in the ballgame. And Sandy Creek leading by 15 points here in the first half. It's 27-12. There's Peyton Hinn with the ball. Peyton Hinn goes to the far sideline to Ashley Kerr. They get it into Bailey Kerr in the lane down here in the baseline to McLean. Back outside. Hinn for three. Shot good. Peyton Hinn hits her first three-pointer of the ballgame. First three that Shadron has thrown up here in this ballgame. She's got 5 points. It's now 27-15. The Cardinals are trailing by a dozen here in this first half. There's Ashley Harms down the right sideline. Cuts it toward the goal. And at the basket, a pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to move it from the right side of the lane over to the left side, and it goes out of bounds here. On the near sideline as the Cougars turn it away for the 10th time in this first half of play. So Shadron comes back down to the near sideline. McLean has got it, races the ball into the offensive zone, goes for the hole, now dumps it off. There's a shot by Kerr that's going to be able to go good, and we got a foul and a rebound. Nope, we got a jump ball called. McLean tied up in the play there by the Cougars, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will have the basketball now with 15 seconds to play. Michaela Shaw hit a jumper to end the first quarter right at the buzzer for Sandy Creek. Here comes Montana Henricks. Long pass is going to be overthrown. They try to get it to Shaw. It's overthrown, picked off by Kerr. Runs it back the other way. Now to Hinn. Peyton Hinn has the ball tapped loose and is picked up by Shaw for Sandy Creek. Gets away to Toy Wheeler, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the second quarter comes to an end as Sandy Creek Cougars out on top of the Shadron Cardinals at halftime. The score, it is Sandy Creek 27, Shadron 15. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
We're the You Get More Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, the Class C1 state semifinals today from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Also online at KOIQFM.com. And also on your smartphones today at m.KOIQFM.com. If you're on the move, out and about, take us with you. We got another half coming up here as Sandy Creek has got the lead over Shadron by a score of 27-15. Our halftime show today is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So we were back and forth throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game, and then Sandy Creek went ahead by a score of 9-6. In fact, there was a point in there. Sandy Creek ran it off 9 straight points. Sandy Creek was trailing at one point by a score of 6-4. And then the Cougars scored 9 straight points there toward the end of the first quarter to grab a 13-6 lead. Sadrin scores to make it 13-8, and then it was 15-8 as Michaela Shaw hit a jumper right at the horn at the end of the first quarter, so the Cougars had a 15-8 advantage at the end of one. Sandy Creek then scoring the first 6 points of the second quarter. They went on top by a score of 21-8, and Sandy Creek has been pretty dominant in this first half of play. The Cougars had the advantage here over Shadron. The score is 23-15. Winner of this ball game will move on to face the Minden Whippets tomorrow in the state championship ball game. That will go at 9 o'clock here at the Sports Center. Minden won in their ball game over Boone Central today, winning by the score of 51-41. Brooke Kissinger had a big day today for the Minden Whippets, as she scores 25 points. Holly Bauer is going to play her college basketball next year at Hastings College. She had 17 points in the ball game. Brooke Kissinger had a record for three-pointers at 7 in the ballgame today against the Boone Central. Set a record here in the state tournament. So a big day for Brooke Kissinger. And they're getting ready to face Sandy Creek perhaps in the state championship ballgame tomorrow. I was just looking down. Ironically, Sandy Creek and Minden did not play this season. Despite being so close together, they did not play during the regular season. So that would be the state championship ball game tomorrow at 9 o'clock here at the Sports Center. If the score remains the same with Sandy Creek out on top here, the Cougars have a 27-15 advantage. We'll take a break and get more here at halftime as we continue on the Breeze.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Sports Center, 27-15 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead here over Shadron. Other game going on at this time slot in the Girls State High School basketball tournament is D1 down at the Pershing Center. Humphrey out on top of Hitchcock County by a score of 24-12 at halftime. Checking the scoring in this ball game, Sandy Creek with the advantage. 27-15. The Cougars getting 14 points from Michaela Shaw. Shaw has got 6 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's leading the way with 14. Ashley Harms has got 6 points on 3 field goals. Taylor Henricks has got a field goal for 2. Montana Henricks has got a field goal for 2. And Connor Lowry has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 3 points here at halftime. Sandy Creek has shot 4 free throws and converted on 3 of those. I've got them with 11 turnovers in the ballgame. Shadron, they have not been to the free throw line so far today. The Cardinals have got 14 turnovers. They've had only 3 people score in this ballgame. Ashley Kerr has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Peyton Hinn has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She's got 5, and Jamin McLean has got a field goal and 2. That is it. Sandy Creek with a lead here over the top-seeded Shadron Cardinals at halftime. The score is 27-15. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show today here on The Breeze. So we'll get more right after this.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Day number two of the Girls State High School basketball tournament here today. On the Breeze, Sandy Creek with a lead over the Shadwin Cardinals. The score is 27-15. Tomorrow is championship day. Six state championship games will be played here at the Sports Center. And a reminder, we'll have all six state championship games on our ESPN Superstation tomorrow. 1550 KICS in Hastings, 1460 KXPN out of Kearney. Class A semifinals today. Omaha Central will play Papillion La Vista South. That will be at 7 o'clock here at the Sports Center. The other semifinal game at 8:45 will be Lincoln Southeast up against Bellevue East. Class B semifinals will go at 2 and 3:45 this afternoon here at the Sports Center. You've got Gretna against Beatrice in the first game, followed by Seward against Norris in the second contest. Seward going for their 100th consecutive win here today. Seward winning yesterday easily in the opening round of the state tournament, 71-50 over McCook. Norris picking up a win last night over Holdridge by a score of 63-57. So a big task for Norris, the number four-seeded team. They'll get top-seeded and number one-ranked Seward in the semifinals at 3:45 this afternoon. Class C1, Boone Central again losing to Minden earlier today, 51-41. Brooke Kissinger, 25 points, a tournament record, 7 3-pointers in the ballgame today. Holly Bauer had 17 points. Minden plays the winner of this ball game tomorrow at 9 o'clock for the state championship. The consolation game, by the way, in Class C1 will be at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. Other action in the state tournament in Class C2. The action today is going to be at the Pershing Center. Semifinals, North Platte St. Pat's up against Crofton at 2 o'clock this afternoon. North Platte St. Pat's ousting Blue Hill from the state tournament yesterday, 47-34. The other semifinal game at 3:45 this afternoon will pit Lutheran High Northeast up against Pender. D1 earlier today in the semifinals, Guardian Angels Central Catholic, the top-seeded Blue Jays with a win over Friends today, 77-52. They will get the winner of the game going on now between Humphrey and Hitchcock County. Humphrey with a halftime lead, 24-12 over Hitchcock County. The state championship in Class D1 will be the second ball game tomorrow here at the Sports Center at 11 o'clock. Class D2, Howells will play Lindsay Holy Family at 7 tonight at the Pershing Center. The other semifinal game will have Elkhorn Valley against Wynot. Elkhorn Valley beat Giltner last night by a score of 44-42. In case you missed it, Giltner fell behind 36-16 midway through the third quarter. And then Giltner decided to get out of their 1-3-1 zone defense, started attacking in backcourt, forced some turnovers, got some easy buckets. Before you know it, we had a ball game in the fourth quarter. Giltner got to within 2 points late in the ball game, and then had two short jumpers in the lane and a turnover in the final seconds of the ball game. They could not complete the comeback, and Giltner loses last night to Elkhorn Valley by a score of 44-42. Giltner ends the season with a mark of 16 wins and 8 losses in their first trip to the girls' state high school basketball tournament. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. We've got the second half coming up. Our score, Sandy Creek 27, Shadwin 15. You're listening to high school basketball today on The Breeze.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Non-Stock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our play is back in here in the third quarter. Shattered on the opening possession. The Cougars are out on top by 12. It's 27-15. There's Peyton Hinn. Her shot from inside the free throw circle is up and in. So Peyton Hinn scores there for Shattered to get the Cardinals started here in the second half. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Shaw back the other way. Drives for the basket. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kerr. That's Ashley Kerr clearing it out to the right side. Peyton Hinn. She drives it up the other way. Now we got a palming violation called there on Peyton Hinn. That's turnover number 15 on Shadwin here in the ballgame. So now it's a 27-17 ballgame. Shadwin trailing in the ballgame. As Sandy Creek will play things in. Here's Shaw, gets it up the floor. Now to Montana Henrich. Stops and pops from 12. That one is too strong. Rebound comes down to Kerr. Dribbles out of there for Shadwin. Gets it away now. That's Edelmiller with the ball. Edelmiller, not a McLean, into the forecourt. Peyton Hinn bombs it down low. Down there, turnaround jumper is up there. No good, and a foul is called. Ashley Kerr had the ball on the low block right side, and she is fouled in the play here. Now Ashley Kerr goes to the free throw line. This will be the first free throw of the day for Shadron. The foul goes on Michaela Shaw. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the second half. The shot from the free throw line is no good by Kerr. She was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line yesterday in the win over Lincoln Christian. That was an overtime affair down at the Pershing Center, 51-49. 27-17, Sandy Creek with the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. Ashley Kerr is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Sandy Creek still with the lead. Tori Wheeler with the ball in backcourt, and now Shadron attacking back here. Sandy Creek breaks it easily. Here's Ashley Harms, takes the ball to the goal. It's not going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Kerr, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Peyton Hinn. Running back the other way is McLean. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Edelmiller. Her shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Kerr has the rebound. She spins left side of the lane, puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound Kerr. Follow shot up and in. Ashley Kerr finally got one to go down after Bailey Kerr misses one. Ashley's now got 12 points in the ballgame, and she is fouled on the play. Fouled there on Michaela Shaw. That's going to be number 3 now on Shaw. All of a sudden, Sandy Creek has got some problems inside with Shaw picking up her third. Ashley Kerr to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. So a 3-point play. Ashley Kerr now with 12 points in the ballgame, and it's a 27-21 ballgame now. As Sandy Creek has got a 6-point lead, there's a shot by Woodbury that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bailey Kerr. Running back the other way, Ashley Kerr has got the ball. Sets up in 3-point territory, but won't pull the trigger. Comes out to McLean now, top of the key. Swings it right side to Edelmiller. Edelmiller, entry pass, get it inside to Bailey Kerr. Shot is up there and in. We got ourselves a ball game all of a sudden. It's a 27-23 ball game now. Sandy Creek's lead is down to 4 points here. Here's Shaw coming back the other way. Her shot in the lane. That baby won't go. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the hop here by Jamie McLean as Shadron has got the ball here. So Sandy Creek had a 12-point lead at halftime, and all of a sudden is down to 4 points. 27-23. Shadron coming back. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tori Wheeler. Now we got a timeout call here from Russ Neinmeier. So a 12-point lead at halftime has diminished here. As the Cardinals score the first 8 points of the second quarter, actually the second half. We got a timeout, 5:48 to play here in the third quarter. It's now Sandy Creek 27, Shadron 23.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, the Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center, Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Creek inbounds the ball, and immediately Michaela's shot is tied up on the play there by Peyton Hill. But the arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in 27-23. Shattering on an 8-0 run to begin this second half of play. And now the Sandy Creek lead is down to 4 points at 27-23. Cougars with the ball back in their offensive zone. We got a foul called over there. Deep in the left corner on Ashlyn Edelmiller for Shadron. That's going to be her first. Shaw was down there. Kayla Shaw stays into the ball game here with three personal fouls. There's the ball tipped into the back corner. It's going to be brought down here by Shadron. Driving for the hole. His shot is up there. No good by Peyton Hinn. Ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Hinn. Out to a McLean. Shadron has got the ball into Sandy Creek turnover. The Cougars now turn the ball over 12 times here in the ball game. Here's Jamie McLean with the ball. Entry pass knocked away from Kerr. Scramble is on. It's going to be picked up here by Taylor Hendricks. Taylor Hendricks has got it now for Sandy Creek. Gets it away to Torrey Wheeler. Torrey gets it across the midcourt stripe to Shaw. Over here to Hendricks. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Montana. Hendricks. Her shot off the baseline. No good. Rebound Shaw. She goes back up. Shoots and fires. It's good. Michaela Shaw scoring there for Sandy Creek. She has now got 16 in the ball game. The Cougar lead is now 29-23. Shadron having problems with the ball as they come back in the offensive zone and it goes out of bounds. So Shadron scores the first 8 points of the second half to cut that Sandy Creek lead down to four. Cougars getting a field goal in that last possession by Michaela Shaw. And now Sandy Creek back out to a 6-point advantage here at 29-23. As the Sandy Creek has got the ball, working against that Shadron pressure. Pressure coming back the other way. Montana Hendricks, now to Connor Lowry, down to the corner. That's Harms with the ball out of the wing. Now here's an entry pass to Shaw. She takes it to the hole and scores. Boy, Michaela Shaw's providing most of the offense here for Sandy Creek. She's got 18 in the ball game. 18 out of the 31 that the Cougars put on the board. So Sandy Creek responds with a couple of field goals of their own. Here's Shadron working the ball back in their offensive end. They throw the ball away again. Just as Shadron was starting to make a run here at the Cougars, they've had back-to-back turnovers now on consecutive possessions. Sandy Creek comes back with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 31-23. Our state tournament coverage today brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. The locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. And now we got a personal foul called here on the near sideline as Shadron was bringing the ball up the floor. It's going to go on Sandy Creek. A goal on Riley Morris, who's into the ball game now for the Cougars. That's going to be her first. There's a shot, or rather, it's going to go on Kerr of Shadron. That's going to be her first. Sandy Creek has got the ball as they pounded inside there to Ashley Harms, and her shot's going to be no good, but she has fouled in the play. Now Harms go to the free throw line as the foul goes on the Cardinals. Harms has got 6 points in the ball game today on 3 field goals. There's her first free throw of the afternoon. It's up there and in. She was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line yesterday. That last foul went on Bailey Kerr. That's going to be her third now for Shadron. The Sandy Creek lead is back up to 9 points at 32-23. Here comes the next shot by Harms. It's up there in nothing but twine for Ashley Harms. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. The Sandy Creek lead is back up to a double-digit affair here. 33-23 is the score. And now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Montana Hendricks. Hendricks picks up her second. Also, with that double team back here was Michaela Shaw. They looked, but they whistled that one on Montana Hendricks. That would have been the fourth foul on Michaela Shaw. That would not have been good news there for the Cougars. It goes on Montana Hendricks instead. That's the third team foul on Sandy Creek here in this second half of play. Pressure again by the Cougars out here, and finally getting away with the ball is McLean. Dumps it down low. There's a shot up there. It's in by Edelmiller, and she's fouling the play. Had a lot of pressure out here at the mid-court stripe. They finally got away, got her down to Ashlyn Edelmiller, who puts it through the hole, and she is fouled in the play. And Edelmiller will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. That's the fourth team foul on Sandy Creek. So Ashlyn Edelmiller will go to the free throw line. That one goes on to Connor Lowry. The shot from the line is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball goes out of bounds on a rebound. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. 33-25 is the score. This is the Class C1 state semifinals today. The winner gets Minden in the state championship ball game tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Here's a pass deflected in the backcourt. It's picked up by Shadron. A turnover on Sandy Creek. McLean has got the ball down low. Here's a shot up there by Edelmiller. No good. Rebound comes down to Harms of Sandy Creek. Arms gets the ball away. Now to Montana. Hendricks hustles into the forecourt to Shaw. Takes it to the goal. And shot is up there. Good. Boy, nobody can stop Michaela Shaw. She drives to the hole there. She's now got 20 in the ball game after scoring 28 yesterday. Sandy Creek is back out to a 10-point lead, 35-25. Shadron has got the ball back in their offensive end. They're at the 3:10 mark in this third quarter. Here's Ashlyn Edelmiller, takes it down on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside, tipped away from Brennan, intercepted by the Cougars. And now we got a foul called down here. Ashley Harms got the deflection, got the interception down there, and then a foul is going to be called here on Shadron. That's going to go on Aaliyah Brennan. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Cardinals. Brennan is going to check out of the ball game now. And coming back in there for Shadron is going to be Peyton Hinn. So Sandy Creek will inbound the ball here in backcourt as they get things into a Montana Hendricks. Her pass deflected. Hinn tips the ball. It's going to be picked up here. Driving for the goal is going to be Hannaford. It's knocked out of her hands. It's going to be loose. It comes out here. Hannaford grabs the ball. And now we got a foul called. Follow the bouncing ball here. And finally a personal foul whistled on Connor Lowry of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Cougars here in the second half. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. 35-25. The Cougars have the lead. Our state tournament coverage today brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. And now we got a problem here. Looks like a contact lens has been knocked loose from the eyeball of Ashley Harms. A little elbow to the face there that was not called, and the contact lens replacement is being done out there on the floor. As Russ Neimeyer is out there, now looks like she might have taken even a worse hit. Looks like she might have a cut maybe above her left eye. So instead of a contact lens, we've got Ashley Harms going to the locker room. And we got to clean up some blood here just left of the lane. That would be a big blow for the Cougars as well. Ashley Harms evidently took an elbow to the face there, and a cut has developed over the left eye of Ashley Harms. And we've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 2:53 to play in the third quarter. Sandy Creek 35, Shadron 25.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And hitting a shot there for Shadron off of the inbound. So a quick field goal there for Shadron to pull him within 8 points at 35-27. And now the Cardinals committing a personal foul back here in backcourt. That's going to go on Etta Miller. That's going to be her second foul and a 15th foul called on the Cardinals. So Sandy Creek plays things in. The score is 35-27. Sandy Creek with a lead. Shaw has got the ball now for the Cougars. Into the forecourt, hands it away to a Montana Hendricks. Now remember, Ashley Harms is in the locker room with a cut above her eye. She is not on the floor now for Sandy Creek. Left side, here's Tori Wheeler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Lowry, trapped on the baseline, goes up with a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Peyton Hinn. Hinn has got the ball now for Shadron. We're down to 2:12 to play here in the third quarter, 35-27. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Shadron on the attack. Peyton Hinn moves it down in the corner. That's Hannaford. Shot for three up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound loose in the lane is picked up by Michaela Shaw. Shaw with 20 points in the ball game here for Sandy Creek. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles back the other way. Comes over here on the left side to Connor Lowry. Lowry moves it down in the corner. Tori Wheeler has got it. Tori dribbles one. Sends it back outside to Montana Hendricks. And right pass there to Shaw. She's tied up in the play. Michaela Shaw is knocked down. She is tied up in the play here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Shadron, so that's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek. They're 14th in the ball game. Here comes Shadron down the left sideline as he gets it to Kerr. Down the floor, there's a shot taken by Hannaford, deflected out of her hands. It's picked up here by Hannaford under the hole, down in the corner to Hinn. They keep the ball alive. Hinn has got it for three. Shot is up there, good. Peyton Hinn throws up the three-pointer. She got 12 points, and Shadron back within five again. 35-30, the Cougars have been unable to put Shadron away here in this state semifinal ball game. Driving back the other way, a shot by Taylor Hendricks is going to be missed, and now we got a foul call on the rebound. Hendricks misses the easy driving layup there for the Cougars. Then a personal foul call on Sandy Creek on the rebound. It's going to go on Montana Hendricks. That's going to be her third. So now Shaw has got three. Montana Hendricks has got three. Ashley Harms is in the locker room here for the Cougars. And Sandy Creek clinging to a five-point lead with 1:14 to play. In this third quarter, it's 35-30. There's a Peyton Hinn with the ball now for Shadron. Jump pass down in the corner. McLean drives the baseline, gets it back to the right wing. Shot jumper is up there. It's going to be no good by Etta Miller. Follow shot up there, no good by Hinn. Rebound is loose. Kerr has got it. Kerr moves it down to the baseline to Etta Miller. Her pass is deflected. Picked back up by Etta Miller. Back outside to Hinn. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Kerr. Kerr moves it on the baseline, and that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sean. She'll be fouling the play. So Shadron getting plenty of chances there in that possession, but they could not finish at the hole. And finally, an interception here. And Shaw comes back the other way, and she is fouled in a play there by the Shadron Cardinals. 46.7 seconds to play in the third. Sandy Creek leading by a score of 35-30. Kerr picks up her second personal foul. That's Ashley. Here comes Sandy Creek back to the ball. Montana Hendricks down on the baseline on the right side. Taylor Hendricks, entry pass to Shaw, spins in the lane, puts it up there. Shot good, and she fouled in a play. Michaela Shaw, another whale of a performance here today, now with 22, and she is fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Peyton Hinn, the guilty party. So Shaw had 28 yesterday. She got 22 already here in the third quarter. This state semifinal ball game. Shaw's free throw is up there. That rattles off, no good. And a rebound comes down to Shadron's Peyton Hinn. So here come the Cardinals trailing in the ball game by the score of 37-30. Again, the Cougars attack by the 10-second line, driving the ball to the hole as Peyton Hinn loses control of it, goes up, and it's swatted out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Shadron basketball. They will inbound the baseline left side underneath their own basket. 22.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Shadron trying to get another one on the scoreboard here in the third. They work with the ball in their offensive zone. Peyton Hinn has got it. Angles in from the wing on the right side. Throws it back out here to Hannaford. Her long-range jumper is good. A three-pointer. Bradley Hannaford throwing up the three. That's her first field goal in the ball game. It's now 37-33. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here comes Shaw running up the other way. Winds her way between defenders. Throws up a shot at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. We've got ourselves a ball game again as the Shadron fans come alive across the way here at the Sports Center. After three quarters, it's Sandy Creek 37, Shadron 33. You're listening to high school basketball today from the state tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the fourth and final quarter, Sandy Creek has got the lead over Shadron, 37-33 after three quarters. Sandy Creek has led this baby from about the midway point in the first quarter, but they have not been able to put the Shadron away. They've had double-digit leads. Shadron comes back. They cut it down to 4 or 5. Again, Sandy Creek gets out to a double-digit lead. Shadron comes back, cuts it between 4 and 5, and Sandy Creek right now with a four-point advantage at 37-33. In the other ball game, it's Humphrey leading Hitchcock County 36-26 as they head into the fourth quarter down at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. That's in Class D1. So Sandy Creek has got the ball. They're leading by 4 points. Trying to work their way into the state championship ball game tomorrow against the Minden Whippets at 9 o'clock. Entry pass deflected away from Shaw, and the ball is brought down here by Shadron. Turnover number 15 on Sandy Creek. Here comes Peyton Hinn with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. That's a Hannaford. Drops it down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. That's going to be a Tori Wheeler with the ball. Wheeler gets it away to Shaw. Here in backcourt, Michaela bringing the ball up the near sideline. Long pass ahead to Tori Wheeler. Gets it into the offensive zone. Sends it outside now to Montana Hendricks. Montana drilling the ball to the top of the key to Tori Wheeler. Down in the corner now to Taylor Hendricks. Comes back outside to Montana. Now to Taylor. Right side. Shattering in a zone defense right now. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense. Montana Hendricks out to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler at the top of the key over here to Connor Lowry. Lowry goes on a high post. That goes to Sean. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kerr. She drives it back the other way. Her shot no good. And the rebound is going to be brought down by Hannaford. Kicks it back out on the wing. A shot by Peyton Hinn is going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Hendricks. Hendricks has got it now for Sandy Creek. She's going to be fouled in backcourt. So a personal foul going to be called here in backcourt on Shadman. It's going to go on, it's going to go on Peyton Hinn. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 8 on the Cardinals here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for the Sandy Creek Cougars is going to be Tori Wheeler. Wheeler has not scored so far today. Was not at the free throw line yesterday. And her shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. She misses the front end of the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Shadron. So the Cougars still have a 4-point lead, 37-33. Here comes Ashley Kerr with the ball, now to Bailey. Bailey Kerr brings it back to Ashley. Sandy Creek still in a man-to-man defense. Ashley Kerr gets the right side of the lane to Hannaford. Drives for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. McLean has got it. McLean gets it out here to a Peyton Hinn. Keeps the ball alive for Shadron. Moves it over on the right side to McLean. Drives for the hole. She's going to be fouled in the play. And it's going to be Michaela Shaw picks up her fourth. Michaela Shaw just picks up her fourth personal foul here for Sandy Creek. And she's going to have to come out of the ball game. Michaela Shaw with 22 out of the 37 points for Sandy Creek. And she's going to have to come out of the ball game now with four fouls. And going to the free throw line, McLean, her shot is up there and in. So it's now a 37-34 ball game. Shaw's going to come out. We'll keep our eyes on that. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play. She will go out with four fouls. McLean's next free throw is up there. It's good. Sandy Creek trying to hold on here this afternoon. 37-35, a two-point ball game. But now Michaela Shaw is on the bench. Montana Hendricks drives it down the right side of the lane toward the goal. A shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kerr. Outlet pass comes to Hannaford. Long pass ahead. McLean gets the ball to Hinn. She takes the ball to the goal. A shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. And now Peyton Hinn will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Montana Hendricks. That's going to be her fourth foul. So now Montana Hendricks with four. Michaela Shaw has got four. Then you've got Ashley Harms in the locker room with a cut eye that she suffered in the third quarter. A cut above the eye. So Sandy Creek in a little bit of trouble down the stretch here. Peyton Hinn misses the free throw. That's her first free throw of the afternoon. She's got 12 points in the ball game. She'll have one more shot here. The next one is up there by Hinn. It's going to be off of the market. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by McLean. An offensive rebound for Shadron. McLean with the ball deep in the corner. A three-pointer put up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dylan Woodbury. For Sandy Creek, she dribbles out of there. And now we got a foul called. A personal foul going to be called here on Shadron. That's going to go on Peyton Hinn. That's going to be her fourth foul. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. And going to the free throw line is going to be Dylan Woodbury. The Cougars need to survive here for the next couple of minutes, and then Russ Neinmeyer probably will reinsert Michaela Shaw with a few restrictions here down the stretch. 5:51 to play in the ball game. Here's the Cougars at the free throw line. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Dylan Woodbury. She misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Shadron. Long pass ahead. They get it to Hannaford. Her shot is up there and in. Riley Hannaford scores. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame, and we are tied in the fourth quarter at 37 points apiece with 5.5 minutes to play. Here's Michaela Shaw back into the ballgame. Her shot is up there and in. So Michaela Shaw, she sits for only about 45 seconds or so, and she immediately comes back in, gets a field goal, and she is fouled on the play. So Michaela Shaw goes to the free throw line. She's now got 24 in the ballgame. Russ Neinmeyer says, hey, the season is on the line here. Put Shaw back in there. And a free throw is up there at end. So a three-point play by Michaela Shaw. That last foul went on Kerr, Bailey Kerr. That's going to be her fourth. And now Sandy Creek goes back out on top. The score is 40-37. Here comes Shadron back with the ball. A shot in the lane by Ashley Kerr is going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Woodbury. That's going to be your first. And going to the free throw line will be Ashley Kerr. And a shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ashley Kerr now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's now got 13 points in the ballgame. Sandy Creek led at halftime by 12 points. And now Shadman back in the ballgame. Here's the next shot up there by Kerr. It's going to be good. 40-39 is the score. Now the Cougars have a one-point lead. Shaw's got the ball, comes into the forecourt to Connor Lowry right in front of us here. Their offensive end, Connor Lowry looking to penetrate, throws it down to Woodbury. Out on top now, that's Tori Wheeler with the ball. Comes outside, that's going to be Taylor Hendricks. Now to Tori Wheeler. Tori dribbling with the ball. Sandy Creek has got a one-point lead, 40-39 over top-seeded Shadman here this afternoon in the semifinals. There's Shaw with the ball out toward the 10-second line, comes over here to a Woodbury. Free throw line extended to the right sideline. Woodbury dribbling, comes out to Tori Wheeler. And now Sandy Creek just going to run some time here. Tori Wheeler comes over here to the near sideline. Taylor Hendricks gets it inside to Woodbury. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, follow shot, no good. Rebound, follow shot, up and in. Dylan Woodbury. Woodbury gets the offensive board and the putback. Running back the other way as Hannaford takes the ball to the goal. She gets it right back. Riley Hannaford gets it right back for Shadron. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Now it's 42-41. Sandy Creek with a one-point lead. Shaw double-team, triple-team, gets it away. Connor Lowry gets it down to Wheeler. Shot is up there and in. Tori Wheeler got away. They had Shaw triple-team just across the 10-second line. The Cougars now have a three-point lead, 44-41. Long three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the baseline picked up there by Edelmiller. Wheels in the lane to Hannaford. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Shaw has got it down for Sandy Creek. Long pass ahead. Tori Wheeler grabs it, shoots, and scores. Tori Wheeler scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. The Cougars back on the top by 5 points, 46-41. Into the forecourt comes Kerr. Her shot for three is up there, no good. Some ill-advised quick threes taken here by Shadman the last two times down the floor. Shaw's got the ball coming back the other way. Feeds it down on the baseline. Tori Wheeler. Wheeler gives it away to Woodbury. Sandy Creek has got a five-point lead, 46-41. We're down to 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter of the state semifinals in Class C1 this morning. Woodbury has got the ball, angles inside, puts up a shot, partially deflected. Kerr comes down with it, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. That foul goes on Dylan Woodbury of the Cougars. That's going to be your second. Now, each team is over the 10-foul limit now here in the second half of play. So we have some free throws coming up here. Ashley Kerr will go to the free throw line. She was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line yesterday. She is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Her club down by 5 points, and the shot is up there. It's good. She will have one more. She's now got 15 in the ballgame. She averages 16. Connor Lowry comes out of the contest. Here's Montana Hendricks back in there. 46-42. Sandy Creek with the lead. Shot is up there. That one rattles off of the iron. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Taylor Hendricks with the board. Gets it away now to Montana Hendricks. Now to Shaw here in backboard. She's double-teamed. Michaela Shaw dribbling on the ball. Gets it into the hands of Montana Hendricks, and we've got a 10-second violation calling the Cougars. A quick 10-second call there in backcourt on Sandy Creek. Russ Neimeyer doesn't like that one. 16 turnovers on the Cougars. Shadron has got the ball. Shadron trailing by 4 points here. 46-42. Cardinals have it down the near sideline. McLean has got it. Sandy Creek still in a man-to-man. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Tori Wheeler. And then we got a double dribble violation on Wheeler. So Sandy Creek got the turnover, but they give it right back. That is 20 turnovers now on Shadron. 17 for Sandy Creek. And we've got a timeout. A timeout with 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. Or actually in the fourth quarter. 2:54 left in the ballgame. It's Sandy Creek 46, Shadron 42.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coverage on The Breeze today brought to you in part by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. Under 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame, 46-42, Sandy Creek with a four-point lead. Chadron has got the ball down here on the baseline to get it out here to Kerr on the wing. Fires up a three ball. It's up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Shaw for Sandy Creek. Dribbles out of there. Shaw comes back the other way. Gets the ball ahead with Torrey Wheeler. Pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kerr. They try and get the ball to Woodbury. Wheeler probably should have went up for the shot right there, but they turn it away. 18 turnovers in Sandy Creek. Kerr on the baseline. Floater is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Woodbury. One shot and out. Cougars with a big rebound there. Shaw's got it into the forecourt. Now to Wheeler. Wheeler brings it into the offensive zone. 46-42. Cougars with a four-point lead with 2:10 remaining. Here's Michaela Shaw on the wing. Michaela, her pass deflected, picked up by Montana Hendricks. Montana goes down to Taylor. On the baseline, comes back to Michaela Shaw, to Woodbury. Over here on the right wing to Montana Hendricks. 1:58 to play. Sandy Creek with a four-point lead. 46-42. Torrey Wheeler. On the wing on the right side comes out to Michaela Shaw. Out here in three-point territory, Shaw comes over here on the wing. Montana Hendricks dribbles up high, gives the ball away to Woodbury. Man-to-man defense here for Shadron. Sandy Creek is running some clock. We're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play. Shaw double-teamed near the 10-second line to Woodbury at the free-throw line. Dylan Woodbury double-teamed. Her pass out to Shaw. Comes out here to Montana Hendricks. Montana down in the corner, Torrey Wheeler. Bounce pass back out on top. That's going to be a Montana Hendricks. Moves it to Woodbury. Over on the wing on the left side, they just work the ball around the perimeter. Shadron playing given cat and mouse game here. Now we got a foul called down in the corner. Shadron chasing the Cougars around like a cat and mouse here. And finally, we got a personal foul called on Shadron. That's going to send Michaela Shaw to the free throw line. The foul goes on Etta Miller. That's going to be her third. Shot of the stripe here. She's got 25 in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll have one more. Michaela Shaw, 28 points yesterday in the quarterfinal win over Concordia. At 25 here today, she'll have one more free throw. The Cougars are leading by 4 points with a minute and 18 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped around. That is brought down by Connor Lowry. A big offensive rebound there for the Cougars after Michaela Shaw misses a couple of free throws. Torrey Wheeler has got it here on the near sideline, and then she throws the basketball away. Here on the near sideline, Shadron will get the ball. Sandy Creek making their 15th appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, trying to win their 10th state championship in girls basketball, and now Shadron throws the ball away. Ashley Edelmiller throws the ball away. Hannaford was cutting the other way, and they throw it out of bounds, and again, the Cougars will have the ball after the Shadron turnover. That's 21 turnovers in the Cardinals. That was a big one. A minute and 5 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. Sandy Creek 46, Shadron 42.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Girls State Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer in Hildreth. .105 to play here in the fourth quarter, 46-42. Sandy Creek has got a four-point lead. So the Cougars will play things in here on the near sideline. Montana Hendricks will play her in. Lob pass to Michaela Shaw. She falls down at the free throw line, but she gets it out here to Montana. Now Sandy Creek will go in the spread set again as they just throw the ball around. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McLean. She brings the ball back to Hinn. She drives, shoots, and scores. Sandy Creek turns the ball away. Peyton Hinn gets the field goal on the other end. It's 46-44 now. Sandy Creek with a two-point lead. We're down to 40 seconds to play. There's a shot taken by Lowry up and in. They break the backcourt pressure. Connor Lowry gets the field goal and a timeout call here from the Cougars. So Sandy Creek gives the ball away on that previous possession. Chadron gets the easy field goal at the other end, and Sandy Creek gets a big bucket there by Connor Lowry. We've got a timeout. 38.4 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek 44, Chadron, or rather Sandy Creek 48, Chadron 44.
Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb. Also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
He's got the ball back in their offensive zone. Down in the corner, Hannaford has got it. Comes out here on the wing to McLean. Sandy Creek with a 48-44 lead late in this fourth quarter. Driving for the goal, there's a shot up there, and it's up and in. It's now 48-46 ball game, and here's a foul called in backcourt. A foul is called in backcourt. We're down to 17.4 seconds to play. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Peyton Hinn. That's going to be your fifth. So Peyton Hinn fouls out of the ball game with 17 seconds to play. Now it's 48-46. Sandy Creek with a two-point lead with 17 seconds to play. And going to the free throw line for the Cougars is going to be Montana Henricks. Their shot is up there. The shot good. That is the first free throw of the state tournament for Montana Henricks. She's a 76% foul shooter on the season. So now Sandy Creek with a three-point lead, 49-46. 17.4 seconds to play. Cougars looking to gain a state championship berth. The second shot is up there. It is good. Sandy Creek with a four-point lead. Some big free throws there. Coming back, here comes Shannon with the ball. Deep in a corner. Hannaford's three-pointer put up there. It's no good. Rebound loose. It's saved by Sandy Creek. Picked up here by Tori Wheeler. In backcourt, gets the ball away to Ashley Harms, who's back in the ball game, but now she's fouled to play. With 4.2 seconds to play. So Ashley Harms comes out of the locker room after being mended up there. Took an elbow to the eye. Was in there most of the third quarter and the first part of this fourth quarter. Now she's back into the ball game, and now she'll go to the free throw line. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ashley Harms hits the free throw. That should pretty well do her here. It's now a 51-46 ball game, and now Russ wants to call a timeout. Cougars call a timeout here. 4.2 seconds to play in the ball game. Sandy Creek 51, Chadron 46.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek trying to seal this one away here. As Ashley Harms will go to the free throw line now. For the Cougars, she has got 9 points in the ball game. Next shot is up there; is good. Sandy Creek has got the lead, 52-46. As Chadron will play things in, McLean has got it here in backcourt. Comes to the near sideline. There's a shot thrown up there; it's no good by Ashley Edelmiller. And the Sandy Creek Cougars will face the Minden Whippets for the Class C1 state championship tomorrow, 9 o'clock starting time here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek survives here today as they beat Chadron by the score of 52-46. So Sandy Creek improves to 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. Chadron ends their year with a mark of 24-2. And it'll be Sandy Creek and Minden, a couple of Central Nebraska teams squaring off for the Class C1 state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a break. Again, the final score, it was Sandy Creek knocking off Chadron today by a score of 52-46. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sports Center, a couple of Central Nebraska teams surviving here today in the semifinals in Class C1. Minden winning the first ball game today over on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. A final score of 51-41. And Sandy Creek surviving here as they battled some foul trouble and injury late in the ball game. And the Cougars knock off Chadron today by a score of 52-46. So it'll be Sandy Creek and Minden tomorrow for the Class C1 state championship. 9 o'clock will be the game time here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek used a 9-0 run in the first quarter of play. Got out to a 13-6 advantage there in the first period. They led 15-8 going into the second quarter. And then Sandy Creek scoring the first 6 points of the second period to go out on top, and really had the game in hand at 21-8. Cougars had a 12-point lead at halftime at 27-15, but then Chadron comes back. They made it a ball game in the third quarter. Chadron scores the first 8 points of the third quarter to pull within four at 27-23. It was 37-33 going into the fourth quarter. Michaela Shaw picking up her fourth foul early in the fourth quarter. And at that time, Chadron hit a couple of free throws to tie the ball game up at 37 points apiece. Shaw, she was on the bench for about a minute or so. She came right back into the ball game and hit a field goal, fouled in the play, hit a three-point play to give the Cougars the lead at 40-37. And Sandy Creek held on down the stretch. They were tied up late in the ball game, but Sandy Creek hitting some free throws down the stretch. And the Cougars win their 21st ball game of the season here today as they hold off a stiff challenge from the top-seeded Chadron Cardinals, winning by the score of 52-46. You're listening to the Vons Printers post-game show here today on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Vons Printers celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Vons Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vons Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vons Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vons Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Sandy Creek wins in the semifinals of the girls' Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament, winning today over Shadron by a score of 52-46. Second is scoring for Sandy Creek in the ball game today. Michaela Shaw leads the way, 25 points in the ball game, 11 field goals, 3 out of 6 in the free throw line, scores 25 points. She had 28 in the ball game yesterday against Concordia. Other scores for Sandy Creek, Ashley Harms finished with 10 points in the ball game. She had 3 field goals, was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, had a couple of big free throws late in the contest. She scores 10 points, sat out most of the third quarter and most of the fourth quarter in the locker room after taking a hit above the eye. So Ashley Harms comes back and hits a couple of free throws right at the end for 10 points in the ball game. Other than that, not a whole lot offensively. Connor Lowry had 5 points in the ball game. Couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Tori Wheeler had a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the line for 4 points. 2 points for Taylor Henricks today on a field goal. Dylan Woodbury came up with 2 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek unofficially had 19 turnovers in the ball game here today. Shadron turned the ball over 21 times in the ball game. It was Ashley Kerr leading the way. She had 15 points in the ball game today for Shadron. She had 5 field goals, and she was 5 out of 7 from the line. Peyton Hinn, she had 7 field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She had 14 points in the ball game today. Some other scores for Shadron. They had 7 points from Briley Hannaford, all in the second half. 4 points for Jamie McLean on a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points today for Ashley Edemiller, and 2 points for Bailey Kerr. Shadron, again, turns the ball over 21 times in the ball game today. They lose to Sandy Creek by a score of 52-46. We'll take one more timeout. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show on The Breeze.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center. Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals. It's the Unbelievable Tractor Tire Sale at CPI, Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op Pivot Tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480, 80R, 42. And the BKT Front Tractor Tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI, Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as Sandy Creek wraps up the win here today over the Shadron Cardinals. A Class C1 state championship ball game at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That'll be the first game of six here on a championship Saturday. Other game down in downtown Lincoln at Pershing has also gone final. Humphrey has beaten Hitchcock County today by a score of 50-26. So Humphrey is going to play Guardian Angel Central Catholic for the D1 state championship coming up tomorrow morning. That'll be the second ball game at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So still plenty of activity going on in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Class A will run their semifinals tonight. Omaha Central against Papillion La Vista South at 7. Lincoln Southeast against Bellevue East at 8:45. The Class A state championship at 6:30 tomorrow. Class B semifinals today at 2 o'clock here at the Sports Center. Gretna against Beatrice in the first game, followed by Seward against Norris at 3:45. The state championship for Class B at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Sports Center. Class C1 now set. It'll be Minden and Sandy Creek, an all-Central Nebraska final. And ironically, those two teams did not play during the regular season, so they'll get together, one of the better programs around, both of them. Minden and Sandy Creek will meet at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for the Class C1 state championship. In Class C2, that will go this afternoon down at Pershing. North Platte St. Pat's against Crofton in the first game, followed by Lutheran High Northeast against Pender in the second ball game. 4:30 will be the state championship game tomorrow. Class D1 is now set. Guardian Angels will play Humphrey. That will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow here at the Sports Center. Class D2 will go tonight at Pershing. Lindsay Holy Family against Howells in the first game. Elkhorn Valley against Wynot in game number two. The state championship for D2 at 8:30 tomorrow night. So Central Nebraska will get our wish. I guess a lot of people were looking to this right at the beginning of the season. Minden and Sandy Creek will play for the Class C1 state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. A reminder, all six state championship games tomorrow on the ESPN Superstations at 1550 KICS and also at 1460 KXPN. We will also have the state championship ball game here on the Breeze tomorrow. So we'll have the state championship game in Class C1 here on the Breeze and also on the ESPN Superstations tomorrow, and then you can hang with us on ESPN, get the remaining five state championship ball games. But we'll have Sandy Creek and we'll have Minden tomorrow here on the Breeze about 8:50 for the pregame show, so stick around for that. Should be a great basketball game tomorrow. Hope you enjoy this one as Sandy Creek knocks off the Shadron Cardinals, the top-seeded Shadron Cardinals, the only second loss of the season for Shadron as Sandy Creek wins it today by a score of 52-46. You've been listening to the Vons Printers Post Game Show, brought to you by Vons Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Vons Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.